USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
18 days before the presidential election, both candidates kicking things into high gear. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Michigan after taking part in a town hall in Philadelphia on Thursday. President Trump campaigning in Florida and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is encouraging people to wear masks after being in ICU with the coronavirus. Christie believes he caught the respiratory illness after attending a White House event and helping President Trump prepare for the first presidential debate, all without wearing a mask. Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. I'd been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey."
A new CDC study shows just over 70% of people who say they always wear a mask to get the virus. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you've ever asked the question, who would want to be a police officer these days, you're not alone. USA Radio Network's Val DeVore explains.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates.
The government is warning the state of Nevada not to use Chinese-made COVID-19 test kits. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has a story.
Documents show U.S. diplomats and security officials privately warned the state of Nevada not to use the donated kits made by a Chinese firm that's the world's largest genetic sequencing company. The tests from the firm BGI Group, donated by a company from the United Arab Emirates that has partnered with BGI. The documents obtained by the Associated Press show U.S. officials raising concern of China obtaining private information from those tested. Nevada ultimately never used any of the donated 250,000 test kits, and BGI says it's not linked to the Chinese government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.